Can you hear the silence? The quiet, coordinated chaos that screams this human degradation of nature and its habitat. Man has sown for too long. It is time for the universe to provide him a harvest. We have crossed the same line we drew centuries ago, filling the earth with the same substances and practices we once referred to as an abomination. Creating more noise to disharmonize this beautiful orchestra nature plays, turning this land of ours into a howling wilderness, morphing this fortress of solitude into a den of desolation, death, and decay. We have stirred up the earth into an inferno, alienated ourselves from this abode we call home, so much so we are now faced with a planetary extinction. We have failed to realize that our longevity in error does not make our intentions true, that this climate crisis is not a plenitude of coincidences, that the wealth of the earth is not only buried in the ground, it is around us, it is us. We have invented creative ways to ensure that this planet is dragged into shame and humiliation. We have enthroned a linear economy where carbon emission is king, deforestation and waste mismanagement, among several other taboos, are princes and princesses. One day, our luck will run out. The trickle we allow today will add up to a flood tomorrow. Doomsday is upon us. We will no longer have an invitation to be part of the ecosystem. The heaviest molecule of our existence would be shredded into irredeemable bits and pieces. Can you hear the silence? We need to set the environment free from this pollution. We need to become more and more mankinder, so that when we speak the language of climate justice, a circular economy is the subtitle. The universe is sound years ahead of us. At the end of all this, we'll surely look at the beginning and realize the universe does not take sides. She only protects the balance of life. And we have only one Earth.
We love the Earth. It's what we have. We won't stand by and watch it die. We will show some love to the land and waters. We will show some love to the air and others. Birds the sky, trees dancing too, sea butterflies reach out to you. We can clean the air and the rivers too, when the way we live, loving is the rule. Let us plant some trees, let the plastics go, let our voices speak for our dying globe. We can make a change in our tiny room, when the way we live, loving is the rule. We will show some love